So we've been looking at overcoming faith.
Last week I was not
here. But before that week, the other week, we've been looking at overcoming faith.
Faith
that travels.
Faith
that goes beyond the prevailing circumstances. Our main text has been 1 John chapter 5, verse
4.
Verse 3 to 4, which says, "This is the love of God, that we should keep his commandments, and the commandments of God are not grievous."
Amen.
And that whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And that this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Amen.
Amen.
So meaning that to overcome the world, we need to have faith. Now, everyone in this world experiences this world in a different manner. According to the level that they are in life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is God.
All the times.
And all the times.
The Lord is good
now,
and that's
listen,
his nature.
Somebody.
A veteran.
In life,
Moyo.
We are all equal in the sight of God. When we looked at, we are all equal in the sight of God. But according to our faith, we are used differently by God. So we are not equal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to move from that level that you are to the next level, a great amount of faith that overcometh that level is needed for you to go to the next level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus put it in this way. This kind does not go except by prayer and fasting. In other words, that faith that of that level that cannot overcome that level. To go out and bring in a faith that is of higher level. Who only come by prayer and fasting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I was talking about the heavy weights. That you need to become a heavy
weight
of that level so that you can move to another level. Because at that level, you are a light weight. So what is faith? Faith is being fully persuaded that God shall deliver on his promises. The prevailing circumstances notwithstanding, that the word of God shall prevail. That is faith. Being fully persuaded, you do not have any doubt in you that God shall deliver. That is faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is God.
All the times.
And all the times.
The Lord is good and that's his nature.
Wow. No, when people are not fully persuaded, they doubt. So they go back to their previous deeds. They are not fully persuaded. When you have faith, you'll be fully persuaded. There'll be no any ounce in you that will not be persuaded. So faith is being fully persuaded that God shall deliver on his promises. The prevailing circumstances notwithstanding, that the truth shall prevail. That the word of God shall prevail. That his instructions to us shall happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God's promises and his word is the truth. The Bible says, sanctify them, O Lord, by thy truth. Your word is truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your word is truth. So, number two. Faith is the practical confidence which we have in God. Practical confidence. Being full of confidence that he is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you have full confidence in him, you are a man of faith. You are a woman of faith. Full confidence. I pray that you should be a woman of full confidence today. I said I pray that you should be a woman of confidence in God today. Amen.
Amen.
You see, when you have confidence in God, you walk with power. Yes, because you believe that it shall happen. Someone calls you in the morning and says, come at 5 p.m. and come and get 40,000. I'm telling you, if that person is trustworthy and you know that he delivers immediately from that morning that he has called you, even the way you start feeling in the day feels different. Even the way you talk becomes different.
Zosiana.
Even the way you be thinking,
maganizidwe ake,
you think different.
Uganizaso mosiana.
That is what we're talking about.
Ijo nchimene akukamba.
That when you have faith in God,
kuduka kanacho chikhulupiriro
mwa Mulungu, generate confidence in yourself.
Ndikukhala nako kukhazikika mwa iwe.
You know that it's gonna happen.
Umadziwa kuti zichitika.
God shall do it.
Mulungu achita chimenezi.
He shall drive it forth.
Apita patsogolo panga.
For his word does not go back to him void.
Chifama uwake sabwerera kwa iyeyo pachabe.
It fulfills
amakwaniritsa
the purpose that he has spoken it for.
Cholinga chimene mauwa alankhulira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every case upon your life, I terminate today. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every curse is upon your life. Today,
Lero.
I terminate them. In the name of Jesus.
Zina la yes.
And we are praying that your future should be brighter than before. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Faith is the substance
of
things hoped for. The very evidence
umboni
of things not seen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the substance, the evidence. You know, men of faith don't get shaken because they are standing on a firm ground. So there is no need to be shaken. They are on solid ground. The word of God is the solid ground. You can never have any solid ground in this world than the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Job heard that his sons had died, his daughters had died, the cows gone, every car taken away, houses consumed, he stood on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible records, and he shaved, and he fell to the ground, knelt down, and worshipped God. He was standing on firm ground. He was not shaken. He knew that the moment is temporary. Though the night may endure, crying may be in the night, morning is coming. Morning is coming. When the light of God breaketh forth, when the light of God shines, then the morning dawns. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need to be a man of faith. You need to be a woman of faith. You have to have the evidence in yourself that God shall deliver.
Kutimulungu
achita. You have to be fully persuaded without looking at the prevailing circumstances, but believing that he that has promised shall also do.
Achita.
He does not just speak anyhow. What he speaketh happens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is God.
All the times.
And all the times.
The Lord is good, and that's his nature. Wow.
Look at your neighbor and see if they are listening. So, how do we build faith that overcomes?
So,
this is what we want to look at today. How we build that faith that overcometh. For Christians, the Christian walk is a walk of faith. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For a Christian, the Christian walk is supposed to be a walk of faith. For everything is possible to him that believeth. Amen.
Amen.
Him that believeth, everything is possible. For we walk not by sight, but by faith. Christianity is at its best when faith is at its highest peak. That's when Christianity is better. When your faith is at its highest, you will enjoy your Christianity. When you are at that level, you'll be able to say together with Paul that for me to live is Christ, and to die is benefit. When your faith is at the highest peak, such words will be the order of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Words of complaining. You see, people without faith complain a lot. Because we do not walk by sight. We walk by faith. And accordingly, we believe that the visible things that we see were not created by the visible, but by the invisible. Therefore, if we are to move to the highest level in the visible things, we have to see them in the invisible, which is faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is good.
All the times.
And all the times.
The Lord is good, and that's his name.
We have to see them in faith. By the time they are manifesting, we are not shocked. Our testimony is not that they have happened. Our miracle is not that they have happened. Our miracle is that God has worked on our faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People without faith are shocked. Amen.
Amen.
They are shocked. People with faith, they are not shocked. They are always in thanksgiving because they are not shocked. They are always in thanksgiving. Every time they are thanking God because they have beheld it in their spirit, and because they have beheld it in their spirit, they believe that it shall happen. So when it happens, it triggers them into more thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have not heard it. You have not grasped the revelation.
Amen.
A child gets shocked. Amen.
Amen.
That's why when you become born again, you experience a lot of miracles. Amen.
Amen.
It happened even to me when I was just born again. I experienced a lot of miracles. A lot of miracles happen. When you grow mature, you work on your faith, and God operates on your faith. So therefore, you are always in thanksgiving because you have faith. Your asset, your greatest asset, is your faith.
Chida changu cha chikulu ndi chikhulupiriro.
We'll come and talk about it another time. Hallelujah. So how do we increase or how do we build our faith?
Tingapange bwanji kuti chikhulupiriro chathu chikule.
Is what we're looking at.
Chimene tikuyangana.
And I'm saying,
nda kunena,
Christianity is at its best.
Chikhristu chimakoma.
When faith is at its highest peak.
Pamene chikhulupiriro chafika pa mlingoso wa pamwamba.
And that is because faith
icho chifukwa kuti chikhulupiriro
loads you with movement.
Chimakudzadzana inu ndi kusuntha.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith loads you with movement.
Chikhulupiriro chimakudzadzana inu ndi kaendedwa.
You are able to approach the things that you have seen in your faith.
Makala ndikuthekera kofikira zinthu zene mwaziona mchikhulupiriro chako.
It loads you with movement.
Simakudzadzana inu ndi maendedwa.
God spoke to Abraham.
Mulungu atankhula ndi Abraham.
And Abraham was in his father's country.
Ndipo Abraham nali mdziko la tate wake.
And God came to him.
Ndi Mulungu anatsa kwa iye.
And said to him.
Nane na naye.
Move out of your father's land.
Tuluka mdziko la tate ako.
To a land that I'll show you.
Kudziko limene ndikuonetsa.
For there I shall make you great.
Fa kumeneko ndikakupanga kukhala wankulu.
I shall bless you.
Ndikakudalitsa kumeneko.
Whoever curses I shall curse.
Aliyenso kakutembelela ndikamutemberera.
And you have many descendants.
Ndipo ukakhala nawo ana ambiri.
And Abraham.
Ndipo Abraham
started the journey.
Anauyamba ulendo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He started the journey.
Anauyamba ulendo.
That very moment.
Nthawi yomweyo.
Listen, somebody.
Tamvetserani.
When God speaks to your life.
Mulungu akalankhula ndi moyo wanu.
Start moving immediately.
Yambani kuyenda nthawi yomweyo.
Don't waste time.
Musatai nthawi.
Amen.
Amen.
When God speaks to you,
Mulungu akakuyankhulani.
Immediately.
Nthawi yomweyo.
Move on.
Yambani kuchita.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You start moving.
Yambani kuchita.
You start moving.
Mayamba kuyenda.
You start moving.
Kuyenda.
Regardless of the circumstances.
Posatengera nyengo zonsotani.
You move forward.
Mapita chitsogolo.
So Abraham moved.
Ndi Abraham anaenda.
Amen.
Amen.
And after he moved.
Ata tuluka kumeneko.
In Genesis chapter 14.
Ku Genesis 14.
God appeared to him again.
Mulungu anamuonekeranso.
After Lot had left.
Ata pita Lot.
And God said to him.
Mulungu ananena kwa iye.
Lift up your eyes.
Takwaisa maso ako.
See the land.
Taona dziko hilo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to kick out some people in your life, oh.
Mwana muthamangitsa anthu enda moyo wanu.
They are holding God to speak to you. Some people are holding God to speak to you now.
Anthu ena akulepheretsani kuti Mulungu akulankhuleni.
Kick them out.
Athamangitseni.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Be quick to know that this person is not helping me in spiritual matters.
Kalani achangu pakuzindikira kuti munthu uyu sakundithandiza zinthu za uzima.
Amen.
Amen.
Every day complaining.
Tsikuna lilonse kudandaula.
When they come to your home,
akabwira kwanu,
they see you eating meat.
Akuona nini mukudya nyama.
What they will say is, ibola nanzathu. Ife kwathu kunde amuna athu. Zokhuza najani. Mwatiendela. Amen.
Amen.
Mwatiendela. Kuti ticheze.
Yes.
Yeah, ife kwa tuku. Ndema. Yeah. Nkani sakari imene yodeire. Amen. Such kind of stories brings despair and discouragement. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe the question should be, how are you managing? How can I do? Can you help me with wisdom? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord is God.
All the times.
And all the times.
The Lord is good. That's
a woman of faith who believes in her husband. And she will pray for her husband every day of her life.
Amen, Azmai. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are going to pray. Amen. We are praying today that your husband should become better. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are declaring in the name of Jesus that he shall become better in Jesus' name. But be mindful when he becomes better and he's in the church. Don't come and be complaining. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he finds a job, we should not come and find you complaining. Or when he starts dressing better, don't become insecure. Rise up on your feet and pray that prayer, thanking God for the message. The Lord can build my faith in me, that I should be a woman of faith, that I should be a man of faith. In the name of Jesus, start praying now. Lift up your voice. In the name of Jesus, start praying now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, may you make me a woman of faith. Make me a man of faith. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer. Lift up your voice. That Father, my things should start happening. Things should start moving. In the name of Jesus. That give me a testimony this year. Lord, give me a testimony. That I see you in my life. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice.